haven't heard of anybody going out picking any.
Oh, what would you call the thing in your lamp there that gives you the light?
My light bulb?
If you dried your dishes, what would you dry them on?
Tea towel.
And if you were washing your face, what would you use to wash it?
Washcloth. Wash rag.
And if you were filling your sink, what would you turn on?
Turn on the faucet.
And if you were watering your yard, what would you attach the hose to?
A hydrant.
When you were a girl, did you ever collect rainwater to wash your hair? Or
oh, yes.
Did you collect this in anything special?
A barrel.
What did you call those metal rings that went around the barrel?
The hoop of a barrel. That's what I got my scar with, right there.
Oh my goodness, you were rolling it or something?
No, that thing's that long. Huh. This place where I was telling you I lived, was running down the hill, and just at the foot of the, you know, I told you that we even had steps out in the yard. Well, there was one place there that Daddy had made, and there were about 7 or 8 steps to it. Just as I got to the bottom of those steps, I stumbled or stepped on the edge or something of a hoop of a barrel, and when I fell, then I cut this deal here. Oh, but I don't think I ever did go to the doctor with it. I think Daddy just doctored it.
Well, it came out rather well. Don't
yes.
have any stitch marks.
There's
anything.
No stitch marks or anything there. Of course, it's had enough years to be okay.
My elder daughter scared the dickens out of us. I believe it was last spring or last fall or something. She was out climbing over our fence. We have a woven wire fence.
Oh.
And she was going over the top, and she slipped and lost her balance, and one of those spikes impaled her in the arm. I was sure that, of course, her arm was ruined, but it just took off a piece of flesh.
Oh,
I took her to the doctor.
And yours was this kind?
Yes.
And she didn't get too bad a cut on it?
No, it looked bad to me. I looked in there and I saw something yellowish and I thought, oh, there's the joint. But it was just fat, the doctor said.
My goodness.
Took one little stitch and now she has just the nicest little X in her arm right here.
My goodness. That would have been a bad place too.
Yes.
Got it just
the
right.
Artery, of course, is close there.
You know, one time since we lived in this house, Marion was about 2. That's our youngest boy. He was about 2 or maybe he was older than that, maybe 3 or 4. But anyway, he had climbed to the top of the dog pen. And I didn't know this, of course, but we were getting ready to go uptown for something, and he was ready to go, so we went on out in the yard. And I heard him let out this yell, "Mama," and I could tell by the tone of his voice that he was really in distress. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just tore out that backyard because he didn't stop yelling at me. He just kept saying that over and over. And I just tore out that back door and went out there, and sure enough, he was hung on this dog fence till he couldn't get out too. And I'll have you know that I got him down and started back in the house. And you know, I didn't even have my dress on, and I didn't even realize that I didn't.
Mm.
It's awful. I was nearly dressed, see, to go to town. But I just tore out that back door, and I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice that I didn't have my dress on. I had all my clothes on but that. But I didn't, oh my, I would have been embarrassed had there been a car come by or something. But luckily I didn't see anybody, so I thought, well, maybe nobody saw me too.